Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh my God, I'm getting older, and so is my mom. I'm here with a most interesting show tonight. I have two wonderfully intelligent and informed advocates for mental health initiatives in our area. The problem is they both have the same name, so I'm going to be calling everybody Pam. It's not that I don't know which one is which. You don't, but you'll be able to tell the difference in their voices. Pam Gianfrido is here, and Pam McCrory as well, and I'll tell you more about what they do and why it is so very important given the world we live in today. Mental illness is very misunderstood, but it's treatable when properly diagnosed, and getting properly diagnosed is so, so important. Lots to talk about tonight. If you're listening live, it's Monday night, and we are on 95.9 FM in Palm Beach, 106.9 FM on the Treasure Coast. If you're listening on Wednesday night, it's 103.9 Long Island's Talk Radio. And, of course, if it's Sunday morning, we hope the day ahead is terrific for you. It's really, really important, the subject matter. But before I get there, I have a few thank yous from last week, and I want to give a couple of special shout-outs. First, to Alpert Jewish Family and Children's Service for their incredible opportunity to listen to Monica Lewinsky at the No Excuse for Abuse Luncheon. It is wonderful to have heard from her perspective what we're experiencing, frankly, today in the world of the Me Too movement and cyberbullying. And even though she's not didn't talk very much about the specifics of her situation, she was nonetheless extremely informative and interesting. I also need to thank Artists Assisted Living in Boca Raton for having me speak about the difference between Alzheimer's and normal aging. It's always one of my most favorite subjects to talk about, and the interaction was great, and I want to thank Artists. For those of you in Boca Raton, Artists is a memory care assisted living community, and if you don't know much about it, you should learn more. And then also I want to take a moment to thank Ruth Rails Jewish Family Services for having us there on Friday, where we spoke about using one's social history in improving the quality of care and building a plan of care. You know, you've heard me say this on the show before. I'm 68 years old. My grandchildren think I fell out of a tree at 68. They don't really know that I had an entire life before I got to where I am today. When you understand that what you are looking at today is not the person's entire truth, and you realize that they had a whole history before that, you think about all the things you can do to improve their quality of life, and it is so, so important to do that. So Ruth Rails was great in allowing us the opportunity to talk about that. But of course, you didn't come here to listen about me. You came here to listen to my guest. So I'm going to introduce Pam Gianfrido. Pam is the, she assumed the position of Chief Executive Officer of the Mental Health Association of Palm Beach County in 2009. She received her bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of Texas and her master's in public policy from the University of Texas. Ms. Gianfrido is one of the leading advocates for improving mental health services in Palm Beach County. She resides in Lake Worth, Florida with her husband, Paul, who is the CEO of Mental Health America and the author of Losing Tim, a wonderful book. They have five adult children, one who has schizophrenia, and she has two grandchildren. Also here tonight is Pamela McCrory. We'll call her Pam. Pam McCrory is a certified PEARLS counselor and educator for 4 months. She has two master's degrees, one in psychology, the other in pastoral counseling. Pam has a strong clinical background from ministering to patients in, as a hospice chaplain in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Florida for 20 years. This background has given her a keen understanding and empathy for aging adults who are experiencing isolation due to their failing health or loss of a spouse, caregiver breakdown, loss of memory, anxiety, and depression from these and other psychological issues. When Pam assesses her clients, she explores the root of their psychological decline and jointly helps them create a better quality of life by activating socialization through behavior modification. The parameters of the Pearls program are that she meets her clients at their homes, and that's critical, and we'll talk more about that. She meets them in their home for 8 sessions. This is a federal grant, so these sessions are free, everybody's favorite F word in Palm Beach, free in to those who qualify. So ladies, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you.
Hi.
Good. So Pam, tell me, I don't think anybody understands what MHA is, what the Mental Health Association is. So why don't we start there? Tell us about the Mental Health Association and what you do.
Happy to. The Mental Health Association has actually been in Palm Beach County since 1949. We're very dedicated to helping people touched by mental illness through education, advocacy, and outreach. We have a lot of different programs that are working to help people of all ages, everything from kids through our mentoring program to kids who are going to the pediatrician, and we're helping to screen them with a very quick survey to find out if they might be showing early signs of a problem, and then getting them and their families connected to care. All the way through high school, college age kids, and then to adults. We have all of our programs are free. They're all funded by state and local government and the donations of wonderful people in Palm Beach County. And so our main goal is to identify people who may be starting to have some problems and get them at the very first, earliest moment that we can, and get them connected to one of the wonderful providers in our community.
And we're going to talk a lot more as the show unfolds about early warning signs and talk about prevention and early treatment. We are going to talk about that, but I think there is great misunderstanding about this, that people think that somebody is mentally ill. They've always been mentally ill. They're going to be mentally ill. There's nothing you can do about it. And frankly, nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, that's absolutely not true.
Right.
Because people, if we catch illnesses earlier, just like any chronic illness, if we catch it early, we can help people towards recovery.
Right.
And so a lot of people don't realize that the average age for a mental illness to start is 14. That means half of them are even younger than 14.
Right. Right.
So this is a children's issue, but we're not even looking for it in children, because parents don't want to think that there might be an issue with their kid, and schools don't want to think about it because they don't have the resources to address it in the school settings. So we've worked really hard to work with doctors and nurses to get them to see that if we can get these kids into treatment, then it can save their lives,
right,
and make them successful as they're growing older.
And as we can see, it can save others' lives as well, right?
That's
so it's
right.
Very important. We'll talk about that also before the show unfolds. I think it's important at this point, before I move over to the Pearls program, for us to recognize that there is a difference. We use terms interchangeably that are not interchangeable. There is a difference between mental health and mental illness, and we don't talk a lot about
this
that.
Is really a kind of a pet peeve of mine,
right?
Because mental illness is not it gets kind of a bad rap, you know. The word mental illness, that people think of fear, they
right.
think of bad things, but really illnesses like depression, anxiety, even bipolar disorder, and more serious illnesses, they're just chronic illnesses.
Right.
They're just chronic illnesses.
Like all the chronic illnesses.
Like heart disease.
Right.
And so our goal is to to treat people before it gets so bad. You wouldn't wait till stage four to treat cancer. You wouldn't wait till stage four to treat lung disease. So why are we waiting until somebody is a danger to themselves or others, which is the official criteria to hospitalize somebody before we offer them help?
Yeah. I've done a show on the Baker Act. That's a whole conversation. That's a whole show by itself.
Right.
But Pam, let's switch gears to the other Pam, and you're kind of leading this PEARLS program, and I know that's an acronym that you're going to explain because I know it's not. Okay, I got corrected. But PEARL, it is, but it's not the one that any of us can remember at the time because we've all taken to calling it PEARLS, so that's wonderful. Anyway, let's talk about the PEARLS program, which is your baby, and you're instrumental in running this program. So let's talk about it.
So the PEARLS program, as Pam had said, MHA works with all age groups, and the PEARLS program is for older adults, 60 plus, and it's for individuals who have been suffering with depression. And as you said, I go to their homes and I provide one-on-one counseling. I first do an initial phone screening to get a sense of what's going on for them. And then if I feel that they are meeting, there's a screening tool called a PHQ-9. And if they meet the criteria for depression, then I will go ahead and meet them in their home for what is called a baseline screening, and that involves what is their cognitive ability. Can they actually follow through with the program? Because if they do have stage 3 dementia, they're not going to be able to effectively go through the program. And we do have exclusionaries, so if they have any form of schizophrenia or bipolar disorders or alcoholism or drug substance abuse, then I can't work with them. But that leaves a lot of people that I can work with and I do work with. And the program is about social activation, and we reach reasonable goals we reach actually one primary goal, but then we have weekly visits where I make steps toward helping them achieve those goals. And those are through social activation. We work on activities that are pleasant, physical, and social, and they have to pick three.
So can we give an example? Do you have a, not a case study by name, but do you have an example of just a circumstance that you can explain what you got them interested in that moved them forward on the scale of you know, move them toward a more positive place in their lives?
Absolutely. I have one woman who is graduating from the program. She was isolating because she is a domestic violence survivor and terrified to leave her home. The perpetrator is in prison, so she feels safe. And through the work of the program, she has flourished beautifully. And she is now a court advocate for women who are in her situation that she was in. She was actually in a safe home when I first met her. She is also going through the guardian ad litem program and becoming very active, and she's gone to Dress for Success, and she's now creating a new self-image for herself. So she's moved from total isolation in a home-safe environment back to her original home, helping other women and being a great asset to the community she serves.
I think there's important messages in what you just said, and you both can comment on this. The diagnosis isn't the end of the road. It's the beginning, right? I mean, when you said going to, because here's what I heard, she's going to go work on the guardian ad litem program, which is for kids. She's going to Dress for Success. She's out in the world. This is a person who's isolated and deemed to have some mental issues at the time. And yet now, because she took the step to get help, she's actually becoming not only healthy girl, but she's becoming a productive member of society and giving back to society. So people who are afraid to seek help are kind of missing the boat.
Absolutely.
So that's the first thing that came to mind. Go ahead, Pam.
Yeah, no, I think that it's very common for people to, when they start to feel depressed or hopeless, they don't know where to turn for help. They have a family member that's starting to do that. They don't know where to go. And so that's why we're offering this program. And PEARLS does stand for Program to Encourage Active and Rewarding Lives.
Oh, that's great.
And so that's what we're trying to do here. A lot of times people can become depressed because of some situation in their lives, like a family member dies or a divorce, and so that causes trauma in their life, and trauma can trigger mental illness in any age, but especially older adults. The main thing to know is that they don't have to, just because somebody's getting older, it does not mean that they have to become depressed or anxious, because it can happen at any age, but older adults especially can call and get into this program, the PEARLS program, or if they just need to talk to somebody, they can call our helpline.
Right.
It's locally here, 801 HELP. They can call us, and someone who understands what they're going through.
Right. We're going to talk about the helpline a lot, but go ahead, give the number again.
It's 561-801-4357, 801 HELP.
And it's manned by, I presume, very qualified.
Yes.
Is it a 24-hour helpline?
No, unfortunately. No? We didn't get enough funding for 24, but it's open all day, and we have a social worker who manages it. But we also have what I call peer specialists.
Right.
They're people who have been trained to help people who are in a similar situation to them. So they can empathize because they've been there themselves.
Right. And Pam, just go back to PEARLS, your involvement. Assuming that you qualify, it's a completely free program, and it's in their home.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely free, and people are very surprised about that. I don't want their Social Security card. I don't want their insurance card. I just sit down, and I talk with them, and I drive to their home anywhere, Boca all the way up to Jupiter.
Right. And you... and you're the person doing it most
Absolutely.
Of the time, right?
All
so,
the time.
So now it's limited to 8 visits, I'm told. Is that accurate?
That's correct. So
right.
I do the baseline visit, and then there are 3 more, 1 week after another. Then we jump to every other week, and then once a month. And it's kind of like getting them to remember that they have wings and lifting them up and sending them out to fly. And they're success stories.
There are some people that may need a little bit more than we can offer them.
Right.
This is really
This is
not an intense counseling situation. This is a social activation program. But if they need more, we have a database of over 700 mental health providers in the community. So we can refer to, counseling or other resources.
And we're going to talk about resources as the show unfolds. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. If you're listening on 95.9 FM or 106.9 FM, we're live on Monday night. We replay it on Sunday mornings. Of course, if you're listening on Long Island, it's Wednesday. It's 103.9 Long Island's Talk Radio. I'm here tonight with two most interesting people, Pam Gianfrido and Pam McCrory, who are with the Mental Health Association, doing some wonderful work. We've been talking about the Mental Health Association and a specific program, PEARLS, but we have so much more to talk about when we come back. And we will be back soon. So tune in. Stay tuned. Don't change that channel. Stick here, because we're going to tell you more about mental health and mental illness than you ever thought you needed to know. But you need to know. So make sure you stick with us. And again, Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client. Because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620. Or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Here tonight talking about mental illness and mental health, and they are not the same, and mental illness can lead to mental health if properly addressed, and my guests tonight are experts in that. Pam McCrory and Pam Gianfrido, both with the Mental Health Association, are here. We are talking about the Mental Health Association. We're talking about what they do. We've just been recapping a program called PEARLS, which is an in-home program, but it is one of only many available. And that's the problem, is that most people simply do not understand what is available out there. So PEARLS is one. But Pam, you talked earlier about early warning signs and young people, right? Young
right.
people. So did you say 14?
14 is the average age of onset. And it's on average 10 years after that they are finally getting the kind of treatment they need, if they're lucky.
Right.
So, just because people don't know where to get help. They know something may be wrong, they're not sure, and they just don't know where to get help. And that's why we started our helpline, 801 Help.
So you said people think there's something wrong or they're in denial. Many of us are in denial.
Right.
So can we talk about what the early warning signs are that tell people, you know, you ought to check this out? And then the second half of that, mm-hmm. which I know the other Pam here, because I have two Pams here tonight, feels strongly about, is not even all of our physicians are competent in diagnosing this. So what are the early warning signs? And let's talk about then the physician's role in that.
Okay, that's easy. As we mentioned before, there are certain questions you can ask people, and it's not rocket science. It's not a Rorschach test. It's just questions like, how are you sleeping? Are you eating okay? Pam knows them all by heart because she's asked so many times.
It's only 9 questions.
It's 9 questions, and the good news is we have those questions on our website. It's a free screening program that so people can go right now to mhapbc.org and take a free survey to see whether or not they are moderate to severe in things like depression, anxiety, and even more serious illnesses.
So mhapbc.org.
That's
Mental Health Association, Palm Beach County.
Correct. And it's right on the homepage.
And it's 9 questions to give you a sense of whether there's something there.
It's
and
a
you
PHQ-9 could, is yeah. what it's called.
And if you're a parent, you could kind of answer it for your kid and get a sense that something's
well,
on
there's
there.
Actually screening tools on our website for kids. And believe it or not, most of the people that go to this website to screen are between 16 and 23 years old. And they're health-seeking people. They're looking for help, and they want to understand why they're having the feelings that they're having, and whether it's normal or not normal.
And I think we need to be clear that not everybody with a mental illness starts at 14, right?
No.
The onset can be
Most of the serious ones, like bipolar and schizophrenia, it would be a little later in the early 20s. That's why a lot of times these things start in college. But my son, Tim, who you mentioned the book that my husband wrote, Losing Tim, he started showing signs when he was 5 and 6 years old and kept getting misdiagnosed. Oh, that's ADHD. Oh, that's some kind of executive dysfunction, some kind of behavior problem, and people didn't understand that these were the earliest signs of schizophrenia.
And you're an expert, and you didn't see it. Does that mean it's hard to see?
Well,
I'm not challenging you.
No. We knew something.
You knew something was up.
But it was hard to get all the professionals in Tim's life to acknowledge this, like school and even his pediatrician. It was hard to get other professionals, healthcare professionals and education people to acknowledge that maybe he needs a little extra help. Maybe we shouldn't suspend him from school and send him home. Maybe he needs a special program that would help him.
And regardless of age, regardless young kids, junior high school, college, seniors, whatever, the truth of the matter is, and I know you feel pretty strongly about this, the rest of our medical community is challenged by the diagnosis of mental health. I mean, they mostly just want to push pills, and maybe pills are the appropriate response, but there are medications for some of these that do help some people. But I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that a fair assessment?
That's absolutely fair, and that's one of the problems with the older adults is they're telling their primary care physician that they're feeling depressed or sad. And the primary care physician, with all due respect, is writing a prescription for an antidepressant, and there are many antidepressants. And you wouldn't go to a podiatrist if you have a problem with your heart. And the best prescription the primary care physician could do is to write a referral to a geriatric psychiatrist, because there are so many different forms of depression, and there are so many different medications that if they're not getting the proper medication, then they're on that medication and for years, and they continue to decline, and they're not getting better, and they need to be evaluated by the appropriate person.
And if you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. And, oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Pam Gianfrido and Pam McCrory from the Mental Health Association. If you're listening on 95.9, you're in Palm Beach County. It's Monday night. Drive carefully. If you're on 106.9, you're on the Treasure Coast. Please, again, be well. And, of course, if it's Sunday morning, hope the rest of your day is good. If you're on Long Island on 103.9, FM, Long Island Talk Radio, we're glad that you're with us. We are talking about mental health and mental illness. We have so much more to talk about. So I hope that you'll stay with us because we're going to be back in just a minute, and we want to tell you more about information that can help change your life or the life of people you love.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us. If you're a new listener, please stay tuned. We do this every week. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Today, we happen to be talking about mental health versus mental illness, but we have a whole host of wonderful subject matter coming up, and I'm going to tell you some about what's coming up in just a little bit. We also, tonight specifically, are talking about mental health and mental illness, and we're talking with Pam Gianfrido and Pam McCrory from the Mental Health Association. And we broke talking about the interaction of primary care physicians and other medical professionals in the diagnosis, and that sometimes that's a challenge for people because the primary care, pediatric, or other discipline may not have had the kind of training that would help point out the potential for mental health. So I know, Pam Gianfrido, you wanted to talk a little bit about your focus on that because you really have done something really quite remarkable there.
Right. No, this is one of our most important projects. We did some research early on in just how comfortable does a primary care physician, your regular doctor, how comfortable is your doctor in recognizing mental illness and treating it? And 80% of them will tell you they're not comfortable at all.
Right.
They're much more comfortable diagnosing a stomach ache or something else. And so they don't tend to pay much attention to the fact that if I come in and I've got a stomach ache, it may be because I'm stressed out. Right. I might be because I'm anxious. They don't think that there might be some mental health reasons for that. And they're not trained that way, really, in medical school. They freely admit it. So we have developed a training for doctors and nurses, and it's online at USF Health. And it's just a way for doctors and nurses to learn more about how they can give people more holistic care. I don't know why, for some reason, mental health care went over to these people over here, these providers, these counselors, and physical health is over on the other side of the street, and they don't seem to mingle too much. So we have made it my life's work to integrate behavioral health care into primary care.
And you have a tip, Pam, for a certain diagnostic tool that you feel pretty strongly about and would like people to think about when they are confronted with this.
Correct. Dr. Olson, the geriatric psychiatrist that oversees my program, is very absolute. When a new client comes on board, he wants to know what is their thyroid level, because 9 out of 10 clients have a low thyroid number on their blood work, and it is an indicator of depression. And just on that alone, if the primary care physician sees that their thyroid level is low, they should automatically refer them to a geriatric psychiatrist. And most of them are put on vitamin D3 as well.
So that just prompted a question for me. Does that mean simply getting their thyroid levels back to normal, they will no longer be depressed? They will make progress, or is that dependent on the individual, and there may be other reasons that somebody may be depressed?
Oh, of course, there are definitely other reasons.
Right. So it's not an automatic cure.
No,
it is certainly something to think about.
Absolutely.
It's a relationship between the body
and the mind.
Yeah, and
right.
So it's just worth checking out, because if the thyroid level is low, then you would want to make sure they're
yeah, it's interesting to me that we don't always make that connection between body and mind, right?
That
we, you know, I think about this, and we talk about this in a different context on a regular basis. When you're sick, when do you feel best? In the morning? When do you feel worst? In the afternoon? That's why sundowning is such an important issue in the world of dementia and Alzheimer's and other diseases. All of these things all interact, and some of it is our minds adapting to what we're being confronted with, and we don't often give that enough attention. So why is early intervention so critical? I mean, because early intervention makes a difference, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we can prevent a lot of illnesses from advancing if we catch it early. And even for something like schizophrenia, which is a very serious mental illness, I noticed in my son Tim, who's now 32 years old, that every time he had a psychotic break, his brain never fully recovered from it completely. And so the more we can prevent really serious psychotic incidents or even really serious depression, the more likely the brain is going to recover from it.
So it's like a battery that doesn't fully recharge.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah.
I never heard that before.
And it's almost like the battery caused the wiring to, you know, fizz out. You know, the wiring is not the way it used to be.
So, like in most other things, you described it, I think, off air, or maybe it was on air, I don't recall. You don't want to find out you have cancer at stage 4, right? You'd like to find out precancerous or worse, stage 1. It's kind of the same with mental illness, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we actually have a hashtag, before stage 4, and that is, it's our motto. It's, we don't want to wait till stage 4 to treat mental illness. We wouldn't do that with heart disease. So why are we waiting until stage 4 to treat mental illness? And often, when somebody has broken the law and they end up in jail or they end up in the hospital with a substance abuse problem because they're self-medicating. So that's why we're so into early intervention and prevention.
It's so critical, and I'm so glad you're here to spread that word. We're going to talk about whether or not mental illness is genetic. What are some of the triggers? Can we see it coming? Can we predict mental illness? And if we can, what do we do about that? Most important, we're going to talk about where you can access help. We're going to talk about the helpline. We have a whole host, so don't go away. We have a lot to tell you. But if you are just tuning in, we're talking about mental health and mental illness with Pam McCrory and Pam Gianfrido from the Mental Health Association. It is a most fascinating subject, especially given today's news flow. You know, we keep talking about mental health and mental illness and that's the whole solution to our gun problem. And I'm not sure that we're going to get into that conversation. We will if we have time. But it is so misunderstood. There is no one mental illness any more than there is one cancer or one dementia. So much for us to talk about. So we're glad you're here. Of course, this is Scott Greenberg on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We're here every Monday night on 95.9 and 106.9 FM here in Palm Beach and on the Treasure Coast. We're on Long Island, 103.9 FM, Long Island's Talk Radio, and we rebroadcast on Sunday morning. Stay tuned because we come back, we have a whole host of important information for you.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We are thrilled that you're with us. We hope you had a great day. I'm here tonight with two wonderful guests. I'm here with Pam McCrory and Pam Gianfrido from the Mental Health Association. There is so much conversation and so much dialogue about mental health. What we've been talking about tonight is a specific program called Pearls earlier on in the show, but we're talking about mental health versus mental illness and the differences. And it's really so important because it is not one disease. Mental illness is not one disease. But the Mental Health Association is an unbelievable resource if you suspect, think, or even have had a diagnosis and don't know where to turn to for help. This may be the place to turn to. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But Pam, we were talking during the break. We not necessarily be able to prevent mental illness, but we can slow its onset or prevent it from getting worse. We can impact the progression, as we talked about prior to the break. Is this hereditary?
Some mental illnesses do have a genetic factor. There is a predisposition to some serious mental illnesses. But people can live good, long, healthy lives even with a predisposition, right, if they can adopt some preventive strategies. A lot of times, the way I think about it is a mental illness could be either genetic or it could be situational or it could be both. It could be that somebody suffers a loss, someone's parent dies or they get divorced or they've been in war in Afghanistan and all of a sudden they're waking up at night thinking they're
PTSD,
being bombed.
Right,
exactly.
Right,
So whether or not it's situational or genetic, we treat it the same way. I mean, a lot of mental illnesses do require some medication, and that takes some work to figure out the right medication and the right diagnosis. But caregivers are often the first ones to see the effects, and we're especially interested in helping caregivers. We all will be one at some point in our lives. And so when a loved one's behavior starts to change, if they're not sleeping, they're not eating, or they're sleeping a lot, or saying things that seem unusual, then the caregiver is often the one that has to call. And they don't know where to go for help. So that's why we started our helpline.
So let's give the helpline. We'll give it again before the night's over, but go ahead.
It's 801-HELP. It's 561-801-4357. We have operators between 8 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon who can listen to what's happening in the home and provide targeted referrals to providers that take your insurance, that are in your area, that specialize in whatever the issue is.
Right. We didn't talk about this earlier, but mental illness can affect lifespan.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a chronic illness just like any other, and the research shows that people with mental illness have on average, 25-year less lifespan, so they die 25 years earlier, and there's a variety of reasons for that. Part of it is that their illness wasn't diagnosed soon enough, and so they start self-medicating and get addicted to drugs or food or whatever. You know, there's a lot of ways that people with mental illnesses try to cope before they're diagnosed and get on the proper treatment.
So the disease can manifest itself in, and depending upon which mental illness you have, can manifest itself in so many different ways. So should we be looking at changes in behavior as the kind of the first early warning sign? Or
I think that's part of what it is. Yeah. It changes, like if the person doesn't want to get up and go to work that day,
right.
or if it's starting to affect their lives in a significant way, or their work or their family life. So everybody has temporary little
right.
depressive phases, you
right,
know,
right, right.
you know, and that's okay. And you don't have to get too worried about that. It's just if it continues, if it gets worse, if it's affecting your life in some significant way.
And that's usually the early warning sign of so many diseases. That's also true of Alzheimer's and dementia and true
right.
of other chronic illnesses. We know something's kind of not going well.
Well, and believe me, the title of this episode is very personal for me because I am 65. I'm getting older. My mother just died last September from Alzheimer's.
Right.
And so here's what happens when the first kind of signs start happening. You're like, this seems a little weird. Is it normal aging or is it something more serious? Where do I get help?
You know, it's so funny because I mentioned that I spoke at Artists last week, and that's what I'm talking about. Is it normal aging or is it Alzheimer's disease? And I know what's really funny is that nobody ever wants to talk about Alzheimer's disease, but everybody wants to talk about it, but they just don't want to admit it. And you know why? It's exactly what you said. Every single one of us has that moment once a day, once a week, once a month. It doesn't really matter where we go. Oh, my God. Do I have Alzheimer's disease? I talked to somebody who calls it the worried well.
Mm.
We all have that. I'm terrible with names. It's the worst thing that I cannot remember names. The fact that you're both Pam has been an unbelievable blessing. You have no idea. But that's the truth, is I have real difficulty in getting in getting people's names down to the point where it has been a problem for me my whole life, but lately it seems to be worse. And I'm actually going to get tested, even though I have absolute no suggestion whatsoever that I'm struggling. I don't believe I'm struggling, but I'm still going to be tested just in case.
And why not?
Right.
You know, as
why
the daughter.
Right. And that goes to your website
mm-hmm.
testing tool,
exactly.
right? So let's tell them how to get that again.
Right. All so right. The website is mhapbc.org, and there are a variety of different tools for all kinds of disorders. I'm not sure Alzheimer's is on
I know,
there,
right?
But there are.
I didn't mean to digress.
there are people that I mean I've been tested for
right.
Alzheimer's. No child of a
right.
Alzheimer's person is,
shouldn't go through that.
Right? Yeah, I mean you wonder. You're always and you're gonna wonder if your father had
a mental illness
whether
right.
they're
like
know,
my
so,
mother. I talk about it
yeah.
all the time. Like my I worry about it all the time.
You
I do.
Interest?
I question about. Yeah, there's no question about it. So if you just tuned in, you are missing a wonderful show. This is really entertaining. More importantly, it is informative, and it's the kind of information that can help you live a better life. If you missed it, though, I have good news. You don't have to miss it permanently because we podcast. Yes, we do. All you have to do is tomorrow morning go to the podcast platform and search OMG, I'm Getting. Up we will pop. But if you're not a podcaster, I get it. You can go to our website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfort Care, C-O-M-F-O-R-C-A-R-E.com. Palmbeach.comfortcare.com. You can listen to this and any other radio show that we did. Of course, if you don't have a radio, that is not an excuse. You do have a smartphone. I know you do. And there is an app for that. Of course, there is an app for that. It's called TuneIn Radio. And all you have to do is set a reminder to listen to us every Monday at 6 o'clock. Set it for WSVU, and we will be there 6 o'clock every Monday. Of course, we simulcast locally, statewide, nationally, and internationally at www.trueoldiesfla.com. Next week, a most entertaining guest, a fellow who's been here not in the last couple of years, but he's a great guy, Dr. Joseph Ricotta, a vascular surgeon at Delray Hospital. He is doing truly remarkable cutting-edge surgery, having just completed the first in the nation, not the first in Florida, not the first in Palm Beach County, first in the nation robotic procedure for a condition called PVI, and we're going to talk about that and other things. I said he's a most interesting guy. In 2 weeks, the right to die. It's a very serious subject, and it's a very controversial subject. But I'm going to have four authors who were here about 6 or 8 months ago who have written a book, and they're going to talk about the right to die. So we're going to be talking to a rabbi. This is not a joke. A rabbi, an internist, a neurologist, and a licensed clinical social worker, because there are those who think that we should have the right to die the way we want to if we are diagnosed with a chronic disease or we are at near the end and we don't want special treatment. It's a very important subject, a subject I care an awful lot about, and I encourage you to listen. That'll be in 2 weeks. But in the few minutes I have left, I want to continue to talk to my guests, Pam McCrory and Pam Gianfrido from the Mental Health Association. People do not know, if they're worried about this or they've had a diagnosis, they don't know where to go for help. They're befuddled is the understatement of all kinds. Where do people go for help if they have either had a diagnosis, think they may be struggling, want to be diagnosed, maybe they have or don't have insurance? We didn't talk about insurances at all. What is one to do if mental health is an issue?
Well, there are a lot of great providers in our community that can provide counseling and psychiatric services, which is medication, basically. But we have, like, the portal for mental health services at our helpline, 801-HELP, here in Palm Beach County. But there's really no wrong door to getting help. If there are other places you can call, but I really think our helpline is the most up to date and most comprehensive,
and website as well, right?
And the website, yeah. So and we do provide free screenings as well, not just on our website, but you can call our office and get screened too, and then you can actually find out right away what the results are and get connected to providers.
So people, I know, if they've just tuned in, didn't hear the numbers and the website before, so let's do it again.
Okay, it's 561-801-HELP, and HELP is 4357, so 561-801-4357, and the website is www.mha, Mental Health Association, PBC, palmbeachcounty.org.
MHAPBC.org, folks. Sometimes we can see this coming. Sometimes we can't, but sometimes we can. So for my audience, oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom, right? We're newly retired or we're getting older. We've now been diagnosed with a chronic disease. Suddenly we're in a walker. That walk through the nature preserve was not supposed to be in a wheelchair, all right, being pushed by somebody, a caregiver or something like that. We cannot stress enough the importance of being diagnosed early. It's really important. Am I correct?
Well, absolutely. But and I think people should be on the lookout for early warning signs like not sleeping or isolating at home. But that's the beauty of our program to encourage active and rewarding lives, because if somebody is newly retired, they may become surprised that they don't feel as fulfilled, you know. But this program helps them figure out, and remember what they used to do that they really liked doing and help them come up with a plan to get back out there again.
So Pam Gianfrido, Pam McCrory, you guys have been great guests. I'm so glad that we were able to do this and that you could be here. You've been a wealth of valuable information. I can't thank you enough for doing what you do. I know it's a challenge at times. It's hard work. But you are changing the lives of the people in our community for the better, so I thank you for that.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you for having the Pam and Pam show here today.
It was great. It made my day easier. So if you're a new listener, this is Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. I'm Scott Greenberg. We're here every Monday night. We do the show live on 95.9 FM, 106.9 FM on the Treasure Coast. We rebroadcast on Long Island. We also are replayed on Sunday morning at 7 o'clock. We always talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. It's the subject matter varies. If you are new, tonight we're talking about mental illness. Next week we're talking about vascular surgery, and then we're talking about the right to die, not after vascular surgery. I'm just saying. We talk about a whole host of interesting subjects, like the Constitution, which we did a few weeks ago. We're glad that you're with us. We wish you well. We hope you have a great day. This is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older, and so is my mom. You all have a great night. We'll see you next week.